Tyrone Township monitoring WFEA 848. WRVV 690 mobile, listen.
WSFX 401, with a quick radio check, please.
Loud and clear, 401.
Thank you very much. Just wanted to make sure it was working. Just hooked up a little mic to the handy talkie.
You are golden. WIZX218, listening.
Once again, thank you very much, and WSFX 401 back on the side.
WSCU 445 monitoring mobile.
WSFA 972, listening.
Good morning, 972, WRVV 619.
Hey, top of the morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Sitting in my usual spot out here in Westland.
Now, roger that. Here, taking in some of this mid-fall winter weather. Pretty decent out here today, though.
Hey,
I'll be off by that time. Yeah, roger that. Okay, I stand by at 690. Okay, you got a copy?
You must have changed your position.
That's a negative. I changed the radio just to see something real quick. Same spot.
Yeah, copy that. Okay. How does this mobile sound to you?
You're pretty clear, but you have some little scratchy background noise. I guess that'll come with the territory.
Yeah, low power. All the way down.
That's a roger. Alrighty. Yep, just wanted to put myself out here real quick and
okay, well that last transmission was definitely staticky. Lost your modulation completely.
Yeah, I did make a turn, just turning in my spot here. Maybe signal caught something and didn't catch anything. Roger. WSFA 972 clear and listening.
WSFX 401. Anybody out there got a quick second for an AB test?
Yeah, you're sounding good. If you're in the Detroit, I'm in the Detroit area.
Roger that, roger that. Yeah, I just wanted to do a quick AB. I got two different handy talkies. I want to see which one sounds better. So let's say that this one is A and sounds like it. Sounds pretty good.
That's good and loud. I'm talking out of handhold right now. I'm talking out of Alfang 15 Pro, and I'm hearing it really good, nice and clear and loud.
Roger that. Yeah, I just got this radio. It's the TID H8, and I'm gonna switch over to my other handheld here in a second. And that one's gonna be the H3.
All right, well, go ahead. We'll stand by. Whiskey Sam Delta Alpha 848. Stand by.
Ah, roger that. All right, so this is Radio B, Radio B, the TID, H3. How's this one coming through?
You have a lot of background noise. It's got a little static in there with it, but you got that roger beep on the end of that? You're hitting the repeater real good. Is this, you get a little bit of static in the background and got that beep on there?
Roger, roger. Thank you. Yeah, I just realized I was supposed to do the menu. I had to turn the roger beep in. There's some kind of tail squelch for a repeater to turn that off too. Hopefully this helps.
Yeah, 10-4, I like the first one. The first one was nice and clear you had there, and it was really crisp. It got you in here real loud, but the one you're talking on, it's got that little static there. So, it worked good. You know, you're getting out, and it sounds good. WSA. I can't get myself straightened out this morning. Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha 848.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Yep, back to the original radio. Yeah, I seem to like this one. It has a bit of a different antenna. It's the TID Radio 771 versus the ABRI version 771.
Yeah, copy that. I had a TID radio, and I couldn't get it to work. I called TID. I sent it to them, and they messed around with it and sent it back to me. And it still couldn't. It was jumping frequency really bad, and I just give up the ghost on it. Back to you.
Roger. Yep. Yeah, I just got this one. I'm kind of enjoying it. Maybe a firmware. Check out the firmware. I know they had problems with different versions of different radios. WSFX 401 back on the side.
Copy that. This is my final, so I'm getting back to work here. I'm in Detroit over here on Northfield doing some business, so this is WSBA 848, and this is our final. Have a good day.
Awake. 793, 100. WRMU 805 mobile monitoring.
SCP-760.
WRPP 644 listening.
Morning 644, WRWM 638, Taylor standing by.
Roger that, I didn't get that 648, just doing a radio check. WRVV 644.
Yeah, go ahead, Rock. I'm right here.
Okay, let me call you back. Security checkout. Copy on you now, I'm on the second floor.
Okay, roger that. Alrighty. Go with 17.
Zero, got a good copy on you in Taylor. WRWM 638. Copy on the Westland. We're over here in Taylor, just south end of Taylor, just north end of Brownstown there, Roger. No, I'm familiar with the area. A friend of mine lives right off of Parent Street right there, just west of Wayne, south, you know, north of Cherry Hill, south of Fort. So I'm familiar with the area.
WR-6690-Bay, you all have found a wonderful promoter here on the D.C. side of Detroit.
Thank you so much, Detroit. Sounding great over here. Beautiful signal on you. Beautiful audio.
Well, sleepy finally risen. Roger that. I was in the middle of doing my rounds, and I heard everybody come in, and everybody came in loud and clear, and I was inside the building. WSFA 972, clear and monitor.
WRVV 690 mobile, clear and listen.
3218. WRWV 644 on repeater 18. My question was open. I don't see what's going on.
Yeah, I captured you on 18, but modulation is low.
WRWV listening.
Yeah, what's you listening for?
How you doing, Robert? WRUU 850.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean. How you doing? I've heard you a long time.
Yeah, I'm in the car, you know, on the way into work, on the way home from work. I jump in a little here and there.
Yeah, roger that. Roger. Yeah, this is Ron, WRPV 690.
Oh, hey. How you doing there? I thought it was Robert. But, yeah, I thought I'd jump in there and say hi. Like I said, I'm sorry about that. I dropped rather abruptly when I was explaining because I was at Starbucks getting a coffee. I haven't had my coffee yet this morning. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get one. But, not good hearing you. Hope your Thanksgiving was good, and I hope you, you know, ready for the holidays. But all coming up, I'm just out here grabbing a couple of items on my break, get back to the shop and put in the rest of the day.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm just sitting on the job site. When you put in the journey, I can go home. Been up here early this morning. All righty, you get that Starbucks coffee there. I'm going to go inside and take care of a few things there. WRVV 690 mobile care.
All right, very good. Good to hear you guys doing well. We'll catch you later. WRUU 850. Hi, I think someone might have been calling for me. I think I heard 850 in that, but it was very, very noisy, and the Detroit noise was getting you a bit. If you could improve your signal a little, it might help. Well, not great, but I can make you out. Let's give it a try. And if it's not, then we'll just say we did our best. No, unfortunately, I think we're going to have to just say we did our best. If you get a little closer in or something, or you can improve your situation, give me a call. I try to listen, but not quite making it now. Whoever it was, take care. From WRUU 850.
850 knew who it was trying to reach out, but I didn't get it either. But he said he's in a mobile, so maybe he'll move around to a better signal area.
Well, that's one thing about being mobile. Your signal either gets better or worse, generally, as you move. All right, anyhow, I was just out here getting myself a couple of beverages for the fridge, the little fridge, and a coffee. Head back to the shop and get back to my day. All right, take care, everybody. I'm almost back. WRUU 850.
Yeah, fair enough there. WRUU 850. WRWM 63. Enjoy your day, my friend. Hey, 690. WRWD 644 is missing again.
Yeah, roger that. Copy.
Okay, I'm mobile and I'm moving right now. Is it any better? A lot better. To the 690, to the
944. Oh, this signal is dropping off. I hear you keying up, I hear the static, I hear a little bit of your voice. WRVV 690 mobile, be clear, I'm going inside.
Okay, 690, we'll try you again later. 644 is listening.
Roger that, 644.
At 644, wherever you are at right now, had a pretty good copy on you. I have a couple of handhelds and I don't generally use them out in the yard in the summer because it's real sporadic. Same thing, I gotta, you know, I know I'm exaggerating here, but you know, stand on my head with one leg pointed to the east and be in the exact right spot for me to trigger the repeater. Roger that, and I'm moving at the same time, so I understand. WRWB 644 is going to be standing by for a while. Yeah, 644, did you say WRWB as in Bravo or B as in Victor? WRWB as in Victor, 644, and I'll be standing by and listening. All right, my friend. Yeah, wherever you move to now, you sound great. All right, no problems there. We'll be standing by. Okay, roger that.
WSDH 380, monitoring.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448 Kurt Groveland Township on station.
Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
Station 810, this is Kurt, WRPB 448. Do you copy?
Good morning, Kurt.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810. How are you this morning, my friend?
I am well. I heard you identify a couple minutes ago, and I was on the phone with my dad, and as soon as I finished that up, I figured I'd try to catch you. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, you know, enjoying the day off of work, heading on up to Mount Pleasant here, see if I can try my luck at the casino.
Well, very good. That sounds like a lot of fun. You know, gamble a bit, eat, maybe catch some good music. Over.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I gotta be back in town tonight. I got a meeting to go to. So, you know, I'll probably have to be up there for about an hour or so, but, you know, we'll see.
When I'd go down to the Union Hall downtown, cash my subpay check, I'd always go to Motor City Casino and check out this one band there that played all Motown. Man, these guys were good. I really enjoyed that. I didn't really go to gamble. I went to listen to the music.
Yeah, the casino I used to go to when I lived in Indiana, it was kind of a smaller casino, but they had a bar there, and on Fridays and Saturdays they had live entertainment, and it was always pretty good. Even if I didn't like the genre of the music, the performances were always good.
Yeah, I don't gamble. If I do go into a casino, I generally have a $20 limit, and anything else I spend, well, used to be on drinks and stuff like that, but I don't go to the casino anymore. Over.
Yeah, I don't go too often. You know, once I became partial to a casino, the other ones just don't add up. And the one I used to go to, I used to come out, you know, a few bucks ahead every time I went in there. So, unfortunately, yeah, I'm not going to drive 4 hours to come a few dollars up, you know?
Copy that. Still a lot of fun to go to the casino, though. I always enjoyed going. So other than that, is all your snow melted, I take it?
Yeah, for the most part, there's still kind of a little bit of icing along the edge of the little lakes and ponds around here, and, you know, where it was plowed up or piled up and drifted up, there's still a little bit showing, but it's not terrible. I mean, it's off all the roads and everything now until the next wave comes through.
Yeah, I can't believe how warm it is out. You know, grass is all wet, green, can't tell what time of year it is. Over.
Yep, that's Michigan for you, though. You know, if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. I think tomorrow it's going to be a little bit cooler than today, and then the rest of the week it's supposed to get really cold. So I think they were saying one day towards the end of the week the highs were only going to be like 22 or something.
Yeah, I saw that. Kind of a bummer, but like you said, it's Michigan. This is WRPB 448 for identification purposes.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. Yeah, I kind of like having these days off during the week. I mean, I'm out here on the highway and it's pretty wide open. Not a tremendous amount of traffic out here. I'm on 75 North. Where the heck am I even? Just coming up on the Zewalki Bridge right now.
Well, be sure to chime out from the top of the bridge just like everybody else does.
On this bridge, people don't understand. As high as it is, they got the crosswinds and stuff going on. And last week I had to come up this way when we had that storm that came through, and I kind of went a little bit out of my way just to avoid it.
I don't think I've ever crossed it when it's been really windy. I mean, now Mackinac Bridge, obviously, that's a different story.
And I am hitting the peak of the bridge in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, I'm at the peak of it. Yeah, it was interesting when I was doing some research after I moved up this way, because I'd like to plan a trip up there for next summer. And it was interesting to read that they actually have drivers that if you're not comfortable going over the bridge, they'll send somebody out to drive your car across the bridge for you. I'm like, wow, that's not encouraging.
Have you ever been across the bridge yourself?
Negative, I haven't been up that way yet.
Well, when you go across the bridge, there's like a steel grate underneath you, and you can see through the steel grate, and you can see the water down below a couple hundred feet. It's really, really tripped out. My ex-wife used to walk the Mackinac Bridge every year. They'd shut it down for half a day and let people walk it. It's quite an impressive bridge. Definitely awesome. Over.
Definitely on my bucket list for the next summer there to go up there, maybe even the fall. I just met some people that are running a B&B up there, and they told me if I ever came up that way, they'd give me a really good discounted deal on it, so I'm going to have to take them up on it.
For sure, definitely. Many, many, many years ago, there was a lady that was driving a Yugo across the bridge, and the wind took her over the side.
Oh my goodness, I remember those cars. We used to call them disposable cars because, you know, it's like, you know, your car breaks down, you don't even try to fix it. You just go to the car lot with your ATM card and just buy a new one.
Yeah, if I recall, I believe those cars may have been made in Iraq, and they may have been targeted in the first round of strikes. I'm not sure. Vaguely remember something like that. Possibly. Over.
Yeah, remember, those were back, I want to say, late 80s, maybe. I don't think they even made it into the 90s.
I don't know, cars anymore, you can't even work on them anymore. Our truck is more computerized than my stupid computer is.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Alright, just so you know, my machine's getting a little scratchy. I'm going to try and switch over to the main machine, see if that works any better there. Alright, Whiskey Sam Charlie, Zebra 810 on the bay machine, see if that's any better.
Sounds really good. Before you switched, you didn't sound that bad. You sounded pretty good then, too. Over.
Yeah, the receiver was getting a little bit scratchy on my end, that's why I switched over. This machine, I tend to not use it very often because it doesn't seem to have a very good footprint.
Yeah, I'm really fortunate to be as close to the Flint machine as I am. I haven't even logged on to any of the other repeaters in the network yet. I will have a trip, unfortunately, coming up to Wayne County pretty soon, so I'll probably log the Detroit repeater into my mobile unit, so I'll have it ready when I go down there. Over.
Roger that. I have all of them put in mine, even though I won't probably hardly ever use them. I got Detroit and Mount Clemens and all them in there. I don't think it's part of us, but there's a Lansing machine that's in my radio. But again, I never really go that way, but, you know, who knows, one day I might.
I generally don't go more than 10 miles away from the house. Everything I need is right here, and I don't really want to go anywhere if I've got all these woods in the state park right next to me. That's where I'd rather be instead of on a road, you know, dodging people that aren't paying attention. Over.
Close to home. I'm less than 10 minutes away from work and the grocery store and downtown Saginaw, if I'm feeling brave enough to venture down that way. So the Saginaw machine meets my needs for the most part. But you know, every once in a while I venture out a little bit further.
Yeah, everywhere we gotta go is right pretty much within the Flint machine's footprint. Like I said, if I gotta go to Wayne County, that, you know, I'll be out of the, I'll be out of its coverage range, for sure. And, I've just been very fortunate that, you know, with all the trees I got and I live in a valley, I've got a clear shot in the direction of Flint where I think, you know, is saving me with my signal and all. Over.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Friday. Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate where I live. I can hit the Saginaw machine, Bay City, Mayville, and Flint from the mobile. And I can hit Saginaw and I can hit Mayville if I'm in the right spot in the house.
Wow, that's pretty good. I guess you're covered. WRPD 448 for identification purposes. I'm going to probably get heading out of here for a few minutes, Paige. I heard you. I definitely wanted to say hello to you. Enjoy your day off, and may you find luck at the casino. This is WRPD 448, Kurt from Groveland Township. Clear on your final. We'll do it again.
All righty, Kurt. Yeah, that's perfect timing. I just got off 75 on the 10, so I'll probably be dropping out of here pretty soon myself. Always a pleasure. Enjoy your afternoon, and we definitely will do it again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
504 monitoring channel.
Get rid of that Roger P.P., you moron.
WSCI 73 to station 213, station 213, copy. WSCI 73 to station 392, 392, do you copy? WSCI 783, clear.
WSSP 902, some WSSZ 793 year round thing. No contact on WSSP 902, WSSZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSER 342 mobile monitoring.
WRVV 525 mobile.
WSC 76 mobile.
Seven six zero. How you doing this afternoon?
China. I actually got through the repeater. I'm only on a 5-watt handy. Wave, forget the spring.
Okay, you're mostly in there, like, a little bit of cut out, a little bit of static, but, yeah, you're making it, so, not bad, not bad.
Yeah, just out here, UPS driver, just out driving around, delivering packages. How about you?
Yeah, driving, I was up in Holly helping my dad out, cleaning up some stuff for him, and zooming back down to the Berkeley area to pick my son up from school. So I think I'm going to make it just in time. Okay, that was a tough copy on that one. Might have just been a bad spot, but yeah, I'm assuming delivering the packages is getting to be that busy time of year. I guess there's always a lot of packages moving around, but more urgent around the holidays.
That is 70 hours, so we're pushing about 60 to 70 hours in a bunch of us.
Okay, yeah, that's got to be exhausting. It's been a little bit of a little while since I've done a long week like that, but I guess some extra money is nice to have around the holidays too, so hopefully it's working out for you. I still was a little bit choppy there, so I'm going to just back out and be standing by here. This is WRVV525.
Contact WSFT 902. WSFT 793. Not sure if this thing is even worth it, monitoring.
WRPF 281 monitoring.
I believe you said Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good afternoon.
Watch your 10. I'm in Southgate, Michigan.
Somewhere between Midland and Bay City on Route 10. Just as common courtesy, if you could turn your Roger beep off, we generally don't use that on here.
WRVV 690 mobile.
Good afternoon, 690. This is 281 Southgate, Michigan.
Good afternoon. WRVV 690.
RPF 281.
Hey, you're talking kind of low there. Your modulation is not up.
It might be when I'm talking home at home with a 20-watt radio.
WHBY 676690.
Go ahead, 676.
Yeah, we just getting out.
Yeah, roger that. I got a lot of noise in this mobile. I can hear you, but I couldn't hear the other station.
Yeah, that's to repeat it.
WRPF 281 on standby.
WXBY 676, Monitoring Channel.
Give me that landline again. I pushed the button, but it didn't answer up. WRVV 6 WRVV 690 mobile to base.
What's the same talk about now, dude?
WRWR 357.
WSDQ 751. WSDQ 951.
A951 is WSEV 387.
WSDW 213 to WSBI 783, copy.
This is 783, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm yanking on the flight repeater right now. I wanted to see if I could get you in this weak mobile, but you sound very clear.
You sound very clear as well. Where are you at?
On East Holly Road on the way out of town, just delivered Christmas to my mom and my sister. She wanted a heated blanket. I says, yeah, just in time. It's supposed to get colder in the well digger's booty by Thursday.
Yeah, I can't wait for all that. It was kind of nice the last couple of days, especially today with the sun out and no breeze.
Yep. That's the painful part. Yeah, and then I got to change the battery in this truck again. I changed it a year ago, and evidently has a dead cell. It barely cranks over, and the radio presets go away when I crank it up. So I got to deal with that again. I was thinking I was done for 6 or 7 years. That's what I get for thinking.
Well, I'm sure it's under warranty. It just sucks that you have to go through the labor end of it, I guess.
Yep, that, and it's about 60 or 70 pounds. It's a big one. So, but anyway, I guess that's part of, you know, the saying, if it has wheels or something else, it's going to cost you money.
Yeah, I got to take Kate's car in the morning. She's getting new tires and front brakes put on over at Dewey's.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's thing about a car, you got to have that, got to have that bankroll when you got one on the road.
Yep, no doubt. We're going to see you on Friday.
Yep, and I'm going to get there come hell or high water. Don't miss a chance to eat out much anymore. If I can get away, I'm gone. I just did it again today, so living the life right now. Only unknown is how long.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to finish eating my pizza. Just heard you call out for me on the radio. Good to hear from you. It's WSTI 783. I'm clear after yours.
WSTW213, have a good rest of your tonight.
Station 421. Station out there, 421. WIUG 28, copy. WIUG 28, clear.
WSVS 311, WSVN 87, yeah.
What is happening, woman? Go ahead.
I'm just checking in to see if I have a dinner date for the night.
You're by, I'm in.
Figure it out where you want to go, and we can do this thing as soon as I get home.
Yep, I'm just in the middle of a little something here. I'll be good to go. See you in a little bit.
I'm also bringing the radio home. We're having a little radio problem with it. So have you do the diagnostics on it.
Roger that. USPS 311.
WRFX 966, standing by. WRUG 488 WRFX 966.
WRUG 488, copy.
Good evening, Jack, and how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, I just left the house and I'm on my way to the bowling alley for my evening out this week.
How's it work, by the way?
No, I especially need it tonight after working 7 days last week. You know, it takes so much that you gotta let your hair down.
Must be on a handheld, Roger.
Hey, let me switch over to Mount Clemens. Yeah, I'm on my way to the bowling alley, Jack.
Sounding good. I heard you Sunday on Hazel Park Net, Roger.
Well, I had to listen in and identify myself, let them know that I am out there now.
Oh, that's good. Anyhow, but I heard you, you were talking to a few people out there, the round table, then after that, I don't know if you got on the net or not.
Yeah, I was on the net one time.
Yeah, it's not bad, really. I like it. I really do like it, but what can I do? I can't do anything. Till I get it, so I'm waiting for that. I'm studying too, Roger.
Yeah, told my wife what she could buy me for Christmas was a study guide to the next level.
Yeah, the next level you do good too, because it's still fresh and on you, Roger.
Well, just in general while I was there, it didn't cost me anything, and I only got 12 right, so I need to work a little bit at least.
Yeah, no big deal. You get it, believe me, you'll get it. You got the first one, the second one is going to be very easy on the second one.
Yeah, well, I think that's all I'm going to do when I get there, get my general. I think that's as high as I'm going to go. Because I want to get expanded HF, but I don't know if I can go for the extra. That's really technical and involved, but I guess I put my mind to what I could.
So then you gotta know digital a little bit, that's all. I remember that's what the old man Don said, you gotta know digital a little bit. Roger?
Yeah, well, that's the way of the future, and I guess that would be the way of the top notch, I guess. Anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
I know that God up there and help everybody who knows him. Roger?
Yeah, well, you just got to spend your time and the effort and study. I don't usually do very well on tests, and I did okay, so I'm good. I'm happy. And second test, I didn't do so hot, so And it'll be probably 3 to 6 months of studying before I even think of going to take the next level.
Well, one thing, I like the general because I can get in that 40 meter and 40 especially, I can get on that and can talk all over the place with that one. Roger.
I have a 10-meter radio in the garage already. I used to have it in my car back in the day. I had it worked on so I could use it as a CD. But, I got the 10-meter already, so I get a little bit of privileges as a technician, but you get a little bit more when you go up to general.
Yeah. Well, when you get to that one, you might have to buy another radio. That Icon 73, like everybody else have.
Well, like I said, I got my HR2510. It's just sitting out in the garage waiting to be used again. I don't think I'll use it as a CD. I think I'll only use it as the 10-meter that it was designed to be.
Good enough, anyhow. You don't need no more of that, anyhow, that way. So you get to the other one, you'll be okay. Roger.
Yep. I get that. Anyways, just taking it slow. Don't have a lot of money to invest in a lot of radios, if you know what I mean. They get expensive on this side of the house.
Yeah. Last night I was talking to Bowling Green, Ohio. I don't know if you heard me or not. Roger.
No, I had the radio turned off. I was plugged into the Red Wings hockey game. I gave up, went to bed about 9:30, and they turned around and won the son of a gun. They were two goals behind when I went to bed. And they ended up pulling it out. It was 6-5 win in the shootout. I missed the best part of the game, doggone it.
Well, yeah, Brian, it happened. Can't do nothing about it when you fall asleep, that's it. You know, because you're a little bit tired, you know, from work. Because 7 days of work is not fun at all. But what can you do? You got to do what you got to do. Roger?
I gotta try and keep up with Mama spending on Christmas presents. Roger.
That's very important to think, you know what I mean, to do. And that's why you gotta keep up with that, really. And that is, comes once a year, you know what I mean? It doesn't come every day, you know, but I really do it too, the same thing, what you're saying.
Yeah, well, after Christmas time, I get to save up, and I got to buy two tires for my truck for my summer tires. So I got a little bit of time there. You know, I got things to do, but Christmas is important right now. At least making sure Mama has enough money to buy Christmas, I should say.
Oh, yeah, Brian. Anyhow, I don't know if there's any other station out that way or not. I don't know if you want to stand by for sure to see if there's a station out there.
Yeah, I'll take a short standby. WRFX 966.
Is there any other station out there? WIUG 48. All right, go ahead, Brian. There's no station out there. WIUG 48.
Yeah, so I should be there Saturday morning. Boss asked me if I wanted to work Saturday. I'm like, no, I need a day off. So I'll be at breakfast on Saturday morning for sure. Unless, of course, I oversleep, but I don't know. I'll be there.
I'm going to be out there too this Saturday anyhow. I don't know. I heard somebody clicking the mic. Do you hear the same thing what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I heard somebody in some real soft audio. If somebody's out there, go ahead.
Well, Brian, maybe the band is open tonight too, Roger?
Yeah, that's possible. That could be somebody from down south in Toledo area or something.
Because those guys that house is, they come from there and they bring audio, pour audio out that way. Roger?
You know, I know when I was jumping from one repeater into MIA, my receive audio was weaker, but I've only done that the one time, so I don't know it to be the case, but yeah, it could be one of them guys triggering it from someplace else. Who knows? Maybe we can actually talk to them if we can hear them.
You're right about that. We don't mind talking to them at all, you know. But what can you do? Some people, Brian, some people, they were afraid to talk. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know what they got the radios up for if they don't want to talk. Roger?
Because they probably don't know what to say first. That's why. I always talk. Roger?
Yeah, we always hear Jack out there talking.
Now you sound a lot better. I don't know what you did, but you sure did sound a lot better and less crackling. You were crackling before, but now, no, all clear. Roger?
Well, I'm at almost at 14 in Hoover. 14 in Hoover here. And I'm pointing towards the Mount Clemens repeater.
Well, Brian, drive safe, and you take care. We'll see you Saturday anyhow, for sure, 100%. Talk to you later, WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, stay warm. It's supposed to get colder again this evening, down into the 30s. Enjoy your evening. I'm going to go have fun throwing the ball at the pins. WRFX 966, clear on your final.
WSLV, excuse me, WFSV, 793 radio check.
I'm sorry to say, so you guys doubled up on each other there. Okay.
Can I come a little bit closer to the mic? That way we heard you. Your audio is low. Roger?
Yeah.
Yeah, roger that. How's that for the glass?
A lot better from before. Before, we don't know who was out there. That's why we were asking, is that new station out there? Anyhow, you sounding okay right now? Are you on a handheld?
Yeah, I'm on my handheld there, okay.
And let me ask you, what is your location right now? I'm over here at Rochester Hills. My name is Jack. Roger.
Roger that, Jack. Yeah, it's me, Dave. I screwed up my call letters when I called out. I'm over here in Warren, around 10 and over there. Go ahead.
See, now you're sounding a lot better anyhow. But don't be afraid to talk anyhow. You can talk, whatever. You just, if we talk to people, you just go in, you can go break, and go ahead. You can talk with, after that. We'll let you go, with no problem. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, yesterday, I don't know if it was because of the clouds, the overcast or whatever, but I guess I wasn't doing too good getting to the repeater there. I just wanted to see how good I do tonight there. Go ahead.
If you're in Warren, you should be on, let's see, in Warren, try 675. Can you do that?
Yeah, I believe, what was that, 675? Is that Detroit there? I get into the Detroit repeater, but something's wrong with the repeater or something. Everybody sounds like they got a diesel truck idling next to them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, don't worry about that. That is interfering. Every time in the morning, that 625 got a little bit interfering. I wouldn't worry too much about it. We know about it 2 years ago, anyhow, not now. So I would not worry about it. I know now you're on 675, correct?
Yeah, roger. I do believe I'm on 675 there, okay?
Yeah, because you're sounding good, and your signal is good, too. But really, don't worry about, a diesel engine or something like that. It happens before, so you're not the only one. So whoever you're calling a radio check, and you hear the same thing, I wouldn't worry too much. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Actually, people who go through the, what I listen to, Pasadena stuff, people who go through the Detroit repeater, you know, you can hear that little bit of sound next to them, like I said, like an idling diesel. But to me, if they're coming through clean and loud and nice, that little noise doesn't, at least to me, doesn't affect me none, you know, when I'm listening to them there, Roger.
It's not going to affect you at all. It's just, a little bit, which is, I said, interfering. It should be, it does that for a while in the morning, and could be sometime in the afternoon. And we know that a long time ago, not now. Nothing we can do about that one anyhow. And you're sounding good, but I want to, the only thing you worry about when it's a little bit, like when I say crackling, then it's like click, 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 just like that. That's what we worry about. Otherwise, nothing to worry about. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. I'm not one who's a stickler for everything. If I'm coming through okay and I'm being understood and stuff, that's all I worry about. I appreciate radio check. So what's Jack up to tonight?
I'll be honest with you, I just got home. I was over at a daughter's house and came in, and I just ate a little bit. I'm trying to sit down and relax, talking to a good friend of mine. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. WSS 7793 for identification. Yeah, it's none the same here. Just kind of just got home a little while ago and came in here, and I'm starting to feel, like I had my window open a little bit, starting to feel that temperature drop there, so I guess it's supposed to get pretty cold the next few days from what I've been looking at on the internet there, Roger.
Yeah, it gave you like in the 25, maybe less, 35, something like that. But the 25 and 21, that's all I seen, it was yesterday.
Yeah, I guess the snow warnings and stuff all up around the state, up to the west and up to the north and everything. I don't know. That's what I've seen this morning. I haven't got on the internet since I got home a few minutes ago, but we'll take a look, see what's happening, see if any of that stuff's headed our way there, Roger.
Yeah, it's gonna happen probably, you know, that's the winter time, it's not summertime. So what can you do? You can't do nothing about it. All right, good talking to you. We'll talk again. Don't be afraid. Just get a little bit closer to the mic. And if you on the, I don't know, I have a little suggestion for you. I don't know if you like mics or not. You should get you one of the mics. You'd be a lot better from the talking, from the radio. I don't know if you ever tried that one or not. And this is WIUG 88.
Yeah, Roger. Well, before I clear, would you mind waiting a second? Let me plug the hand mic into this thing, see what happens there, over.
No problem. Go ahead. Go ahead. WIUG 88. I'm here. Yo, Adam. Come back again.
All right, this is the ham mic here. WSS 7793 for identification. Yeah, Jack, this is the ham mic here. Go ahead.
Your audio a little bit higher. Which is good, you know what I'm saying? But except for you, you know, I like to use a mic instead of me talking on the radio. And a lot of people does some of what they want to do. Roger.
Yeah, Roger, I'm there. I don't mind using a hand mic. It is a lot easier than trying to, you know, to, sometimes, like you say, my voice is too far from the radio, you know, you got to get up close on it. But, yeah, I like this. If the hand mic sounds good, then I'm going to leave it on here there, Roger.
Hand mics sound really good. All my radios, handheld, they all have a mic. I wouldn't talk no straight from the radio at all. And I got 10-watt radio, and really, even that one, you know, I know it'd be loud, but I still use a hand mic. Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. Yeah, I think I'm going to just leave it towards the end and use it this way. It seems more convenient. I'm going to probably come up with some kind of jig. I can make stuff on the table here, and I can set the radio in it, and it'll hold the radio straight up, and I can tug on the mic, it doesn't try to pull the radio over there, right?
See, early now, your audio is excellent. Yeah, I mean, what kind of antenna do you have on that radio?
This radio came with a short antenna, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 5 inches, maybe less. And it came with a long antenna, too, that's quite a bit longer. But it don't seem to work right with the long antenna. I have trouble getting in a repeater and everything there, Roger.
So now you're talking to a short antenna. Let me ask you, can you switch them right now? I want to see what you're doing, or no?
No, that's no problem. The long antenna is right in front of me here. Give me a second. I'll swap them out there. Roger.
Go ahead. WIUG, grade 8. Well, it made a lot different. The other one is okay. Let me ask you. I tell you, I'm going to give you a good antenna, and that antenna is really good. I don't know if the one is Nagoya 771G. The Nagoya 771G, it cuts off all the, you know, fading out and everything. And with the mic you got, it would be so perfect. But it's up to you. I'm not saying buy it. It's up to you. It's not my money, and I don't want to say anything to nobody, you know what I'm saying? But it's a good antenna, and I tell you, you'll be a lot happier. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, Dad. Well, that was the next thing I did. My promise to you is,
This antenna you got right now is not that good enough. Go back on the old antenna. I'll be here. WIUG, grade 8.
WOZZ 873. Standing by.
WSFD 793 for identification. All right,
I'm back on the short
stand. How you doing? Okay. Just leave it the one until you get the other antenna. You'll do a lot better anyhow. Well, good talking to you. We'll talk again. Don't forget, don't be shy out there without talking. WIUG 48.
Yeah, you're always good talking. I'd always appreciate
you. Thank you for your help, Anthony. Anyway, you have yourself a good evening. And WSFC 793, and I'm just back on the... 478. This is WIUG 48. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, Jack. How you doing? It's been a bit since we've talked. Anything new and exciting?
I'll be honest with you, there's nothing exciting. Plus, I'm a little bit busy because I just got the 9600 and I'm trying to program it. That's why I'm a little bit busy with that one. Anyhow, what's happening?
Oh, nothing much. Same old grind. Up and work and then back home again. Spend the evening with my wife and just kind of hang out. 97's a nice radio.
It's a hell of a radio. I do both of them, so that's why I got. But it was too bad they don't have them out there anymore. I don't know why. They were out. It was at last two on Amazon about a month ago, and I got one. But now I'm trying to get it going, so I need the software. I'm trying to find me a software for that.
Check and see if it's chirp compatible.
I called by two-way radio, and they have the software and all that. I've been trying to, it was a little bit, mixed up. The radio, the radio was off, and they said, "Do this, do this, do this, do this." It took dry time, and I didn't complete nothing. I download the software. And the other one, it was, what is it? I can't remember, it's all in the computer. I did try and download it in the car, in a radio. I couldn't do it. But the guy said, anyhow, call me back, and I didn't call him back. It was too late to call him back.
Well, you'll have to get in touch with them, but you should check and see if, I'm sure you're familiar with chirp and the Bofangs, but if, I don't see why the TYT shouldn't be chirp compatible. That might be an easier method of programming it. I found that I've got, a couple anytones, and I use chirp most of the time. Unless I want to get deep into some of the software set or the radio settings, you should give that one a try. WR HW478.
I try that tomorrow. Today I'm a little bit tired. I had a little bit of work outside to do, cleaned up a little bit and straight up the garage a little bit. So I'm a little bit tired. But after I did all that, I got a little bit tired. So that's why I said, I might do it tomorrow or something like that, call them back again. It's through them, I think, it's better because that's all they have is that program. The chirp, okay, you're right, chirp has got all that, but I don't. I do know about the chirp and everything else. But the thing is, I don't want to take it from chirp at all. I want to take it direct from them.
I got you. Now, the one I'm looking at, that's the dual band DMR with GPS and 50 watt. Is that the radio we're talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, looking at that, that's a sharp looking radio. At 50 watt will let you really get out there in those fringe areas.
You know me, I don't buy, I spend a little bit more money and a good price. You know that, Howard. And I told you that before, those radios are good radios. I'm not going to say their names.
Well, you know what they say, buy once, cry once. Right, no sense of buying something you got to replace later on. Get yourself a decent radio, a decent antenna, and you should be good forever.
Yeah, and not also that, I found out, in case we get cut off from the connection, all these repeaters, I can go to Flint with that one. I can go maybe to Saginaw. And, let's see, and Detroit, too.
It's funny you say that, with all the problems going on right now with the big telecommunication company is being hacked. I just walked into the room with my wife, and we were just going over the basic operations of the radio in case the phone systems went down again. So, and then I heard your voice, so I had to say hello.
Howard, anytime. You know, he can't get a hold of me on the radio. Get a hold of me on the phone with no problem at all. All right?
Same goes for me, Jack. You've got my number. I think you got my email. Always a pleasure talking with you. I am going to go grab something to eat, so I will say 73. And we'll talk soon. WRHW478, clear on your final.
Anyway, one more thing. Did you do anything, are you talking on the ham radio right now? I mean, these days, or no?
Yeah, that's affirmative. Actually, I had been listening prior to getting my license to three guys in the morning on my way to work. And I get to join in now. So every couple of mornings, I catch them depending on what time I leave. Chit-chat for about 10, 15 minutes. So it's been nice. It's been a good intro into amateur radio. I'm enjoying it so far.
You know what, I got a couple of frequencies for you if you like. And, you know, one of them is a Hazel Park frequency. It's 146.640 with 100 tone. That's FPL. And that one, it was yesterday. Sunday I heard them out there, you know, every Sunday they have a net. And the 443.550, that was another one. It's 102.3, the FPL. That one comes on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. No, I'm sorry, Monday at 7 o'clock. Roger?
Very good. You want to give me that first VHF frequency again? I didn't have anything to write down, so I got the second one.
First one is at Hazel Park. 146.640, and every Sunday they're out there at 9 o'clock. But before 9 o'clock, you can talk to them. They have a round table for new people, for the whoever, old people, not old, but the people have their license, they all talk to them. They call it a round table, okay? And that one is 146.640, and it's a 100 PL. And it's the same thing, the plus and the minus with it. The other one is 443.550. That comes on Tuesday. I'm sorry, it comes on Monday. That'd be 102.3, the PL. That means the CCTSS. That's what it means. So, I'll give you some more, but I'm going to text them to you. I'm not going to say over the radio. Roger.
I copy those freaks. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I've been updating my radios. I split up. I've got one for ham and one for GMRS. That way it helps keep the frequencies straight. But once I get my list organized, I'll send you a copy of it. Quite a bit on there. So, great. I appreciate it. Again, I'm going to drop off here, WRHW478. Enjoyed talking to you, and I'm clear on your final.
Howard, don't be shy either. Call me, tell me, or I'll call you or tell you what the other ones. I have them. WRHW48, we're clear.
Bobby Zero. How you doing today? I haven't talked to you in a long time. Roger.
Yeah, Jeff. What are you on the mobile?
I'm on the base station. I don't know. How am I sounding?
You're a little low here.
Now, any better?
Oh, yeah, you're coming in good now. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, what's happening? I haven't talked to you in a long time. How's the backyard? Backyard looks good before the winter time?
Oh, yeah, I got the yard all cleaned up, and I tucked the honeybees in for the winter. Got stung twice yesterday. Little suckers.
Well, you know that sometimes it comes the other way around. That's what's happening out that way. And you don't know, you know. Like sometimes you go out there, the grass is gone. What happened here? Don't know. Those animals, they're out there anyhow. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. I'm a beekeeper, so I got honeybees out back, and I had to do some stuff before it gets cold out. And yeah, I got stung in my chin twice yesterday.
Sorry to hear that, but you got to take care of that anyhow. Roger?
Yep. Maybe we'll get some honey next year. Got these bees late in the year. I haven't done any beekeeping after COVID. I got them last year, late in the year, and I didn't get no honey from them. So hopefully next year, we can split the hives and get four hives and get a bunch of honey.
You know what? That is the best honey out there. If you know that, really, that is the best honey out there. There's no other one, no other from a homemade honey out there. That is the best.
Yeah, Roger. Roger. All right, Jack. I'm gonna get on out of here. Hey, you have a good evening, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, good to hear you out there, and good talking to you. You take care and have a good evening. WIUG 288.
What's going on? What's popping over there?
I'm probably running down that way. I gotta bring Tommy back his dog. He's looking at the hospital here in a little bit, so I might stop for.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm sitting here watching the video to, you know, how it sounded.
That sounds pretty good, but still a bit of hatch up in there. It's because he's the ionosphere right now.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because yesterday I had a hell of a time trying to talk on it. Being told that the hash is all covering my mind and everything. It was gloomy outside. I figured it was, you know, the stuff outside there, Roger.
Yeah, for sure. I guess the sun's kicking out sunspots right now, too, so that may have something to do with it. Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that. You're coming through pretty good, sound pretty good. I don't know if maybe you should bring your mouth a little closer to the radio, but, you know, there's no hash or nothing with you. I can understand you, and it don't matter, but mine's just slightly low, just slightly. Nothing to even worry about there, Roger.
Yeah, I hear that. So, like I say, I don't know, I'll be out on the road here in a little bit, though, so I'll figure it out as I go. Like I say, I'll try to stop too, so.
All right, sounds good. No problem. You taking your radio with you there?
Yeah, I just might, Rob, rather, just might, so. Yeah, give me a call on the landline, and we'll go from there. Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902, standing by.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you a call. WSOC 793, and I'm 27 to the phone.
From WSOC 9793. There, you're in there still? Yeah, I'm there. Let's get Sam Fox on 902. Yeah, I must have dialed you just to call. I got your voice now. I don't know. I'll call you in about 2 seconds.
Yeah, Raj, because I dialed and went straight to voicemail, didn't even ring. All right, very good. Talk to you in a minute, WFSD 793. I see you're calling, and I'm out.
Sam Foxtrot 902. Does it sound any better, Dave? Sam Foxtrot 902. Does it sound any better?
WSOC 793.
Yeah,
sounds good. The audio is coming through pretty good there. Go ahead.
Just
bit better. I'm just not a big deal. So.
Yeah. I'm confused. There's a little bit of breakup in there, but sounds pretty good. I don't know what the breakup there. Go ahead. SOC 793, you still in there?
Yeah, roger that, Dave.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, I think it's got a little bit more action and turned it down. I don't know.
Okay, over there. Well, mine's on low right now. Does it sound all right?
WSFW 542, standing by.
Okay, be out there. Yeah, come on, Frank.
Just dropped the dog off. About 10 miles, so I'll be heading that way, anyway. I'm heading that way right now, so.
Yeah, right. No, I'm sitting here. I'll see you when you pull up there, okay? Roger.
For sure. Yeah, I got this up on high. How am I sounding? Cause, I mean, I'm blowing my speakers up inside the car. Holy Toledo.
Yeah, you sounded really good coming through. I sounded really good there, right?
Roger that. Believe it or not, Dave, remember, what you call it, the old T-37? There's one car up in front of me. It's Tony Sarah's, which is like Tony Sarah's old T-37.
I remember that, too. I remember that car.
Remember, I borrowed it and went and ripped it up. Brought it back with bald tires.
Yeah, he used to let me, I used to borrow it from him. If he was really messed up, he'd let me borrow it. I'd go take off with it a couple hours, come back, but I didn't tear it up though or nothing. I used to just drive it around and go visit my friends and stuff. They're riding.
Roger that. Yep, it is. It's an old 237, same year. It's like, I think it's in primer. That's what makes it just look like Tony Sarah's. I think his was in black primer, though, wasn't it?
I was going to ask you, that's our next question. I'm going to ask you, do you remember what color it was? I forgot what color it was. For some reason, blue popped in my head, like a metal flake blue or something, but I don't know. It's been so long there.
I did not get any of that. You were like super scattered up and fading in and out. I don't know if it's my handheld or if it's where you're sitting at or what's going on.
Now, it might be because you're moving around. Who knows? Yeah, I was wondering. I forgot what color that car was.
Again, I don't see any signal from you, and you just, like, dropped out. I don't know.
Yeah, I flipped it back up to high. I don't know if that helped or not there.
What's your fan, Fox, 902? Yeah, like I say, you're like, hot in that last part of what you were saying, but you're, like, signal's just not even, I don't know, my radio or what it is, it just dropped right out. So, I'll be there in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, we'll see you in a few minutes there. WSOC 793, and I'm monitoring.
here.
WRWR357.
WSZ. And I swear that one day I'm going to find the woman behind that voice. WSFD 793 to WRGT 40 for the short. No copy, Jack. 488. WSFD 793 monitoring.
Good evening, GMRS.
Good evening, back to
man, that was coming in a little bit rough. Try again and understand.
Yeah, so then a good evening to you. So D3 is off a little bit too there, but.
Man, that transmission is pretty rough. I don't know if I'm getting about every other word on it. I don't know if you're far away or bad antenna or what, but where are you trying to, where's your station broadcasting from?
I'm broadcasting out of Warren. On the Mount Clemens repeater there, go ahead.
Yep, same here, sir, on the Mount Clemens repeater. But yeah, you were kind of breaking in and out. Not very clear. Not sure what kind of antenna setup you're running or if you're on a handheld or what.
Yeah, I'll be running a handheld in a room here that is, it's weird. I have to find the sweet spot. And if I move even slightly away from the sweet spot, everything goes to hell there. Go ahead.
Okay, wherever you were just at was definitely better. I don't know if you moved upstairs or moved outside or what, but you definitely got a better signal there on the last transmission. Over.
Yeah, all right, thanks. I appreciate it. You sound pretty good. You're coming in clean. The last couple transmissions back, you were coming in good, and all of a sudden the static would cover you for a second and come back. But the last transmission, you were coming in clean there. Roger?
Oh, yeah, 10-4, I can hear you good. I'm also on a handheld 5 watts in a garage with the door closed. And Lake Sinclair, Jefferson, 16 mile. So I'm a good 5 miles away from the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, Roger, that. I'm pretty much further than that. I'm over here by 10 mile Hoover area. In a room with walls, and you know, like I said, if I even so much as move even slightly right, left, anything, you know, I can't even put it by the window and talk, and it won't work yet, even in the window there. Anyway, my number is WSFB 793 First Personal. Here's Dave there. Go ahead.
Well, good evening to you, Dave. This is Joe, WSAT 580, coming out of Harrison Township, Michigan.
Yeah, Roger that, Joe. Good to meet you. I'm on a, like I said, I'm on a little Baofeng handheld. Not enough much to say. It's just, I mean, about the radio. I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with them. If you're not running one yourself there, Roger.
Yeah, I've got a few Baofengs. Got RM5, UV5R. Got a couple of them. Right now I'm on my my Quinsheng with some custom firmware. And I forget exactly what model this is, but it's a pretty decent radio. And do you know what Baofeng you're running right now?
Yes, sir. I'm running a UV5RM. UV5RM. I think they're like the newest version or something. They got the big display on them. Got a pair of them and bought a pair of them new, gave one to my friend, and we got our license together. He's a WSFT 902 there.
Yep, that UV, the 5RM. I have a 5RM. It's nothing else. It's just the 5RM, which does tri-band with AM aviation band, which is pretty nice. Comes with a couple different antennas. Not sure what antenna you're running, if you're running the antennas that came with it, because those antennas are a wideband antenna, and if you get a specifically tuned GMRS antenna, you'd probably be coming a lot clearer on this channel on 2467.675.
Yeah, I'm running the short antenna. Me and WRUG 488 earlier, we did a test and I put the long antenna on. and he said that the shorter antenna is better. But he told me there was an antenna out there, a high performance antenna I can get for it. But I wasn't buying my pencil and paper, so I was going to wait for him to get out of here. I want to know what kind of antenna, because yeah, I know the antennas on these things ain't exactly all that great there, Roger.
Well, do you have your pencil and paper around Nagoya? I believe it's a Nagoya 771G. Or anything in the Nagoya with a G behind the model name would be a GMRS specifically tuned antenna for the 462 frequency band. And it'll yield you better results, especially coming out of Warren, because I can hear it pretty good, but got a little bit of static in the background. Still completely legible, but with a better antenna, I feel like you could be definitely more clear. Over.
Yeah, Roger, that's what he told me. That's the name of the antenna. I remember him saying that. But I didn't get, you're coming in clean and everything, but I wasn't fast enough to write down the numbers. But I know it's Goya. Is it Goya or is it not Goya or what is it there, sir?
Brand name is Nagoya. N-A-G-O-Y-A. Nagoya. Try to get a genuine Nagoya because there's some clones out there they try to impersonate. But if you go on Amazon, you can find a genuine Nagoya. And like the 771G or any of the model numbers with the G suffix on it, I guess, would be the GMRS tune style.
Yeah, Roger that. Nagoya, 771G, correct?
Yes, sir. Nagoya, NA-771G. It'll be a little longer antenna than you're probably used to or what it came with. It's like a 15 or 16-inch antenna. But it is tuned to this frequency, and you'll be getting better performance in and out, you know, in the repeaters or just doing simplex.
Yeah, Roger that. I appreciate that. Because all I plan on really using this thing for is GMRS. I can hit the 2-meter repeaters with it, but I don't go screwing around on 2-meter. I don't have a license for it. I'm what you call a proper person, Roger.
Yeah, I feel like radios are a lot like rifles. You know, the scope is like the antenna. You know, you spend more on your antenna than you do on the radio to get the thing dialed in correctly. And it's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, well, that's what me and my friend were talking about lately. Talking about the next step would be to get better antennas, you know, and I was thinking about a bigger battery pack, too. I had my battery guy on me the other night while I was in mid-long-windedness with somebody, but, you know. But the antenna is the important thing, so. Yeah, that's the antenna, because what Jack was telling me, I remember him saying Goya. But I wasn't where I was at, I wasn't near my pencil and paper, my desk. So I tried to get a hold of him a couple minutes ago to get the name of that antenna again, but you got it there. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir, if you're just doing handheld stuff, that Nagoya 771G will be a very, very nice upgrade to your setup. Obviously, you can always get more intense with a coax cable and, you know, and whatever antenna up on your roof, or, you know, the higher you get, height is your friend with radio. So the higher up you can get, the better. But just that antenna upgrade alone, just screwing that onto your handheld will yield very good results, because you'll be tuned in. You're using an antenna that's tuned for the frequency that you're using.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I know all about HF and shortwave and stuff. I'm a shortwave nut. I used to repair CB radios and all kinds of stuff. I know about all that. But up here, I've never had to deal with it, and so I'm kind of new to the stuff up here, up this high up in frequency. But, the plan is, probably, I don't think I'll ever get an antenna on a roof or anything. It's, I don't get on this thing that much to really warrant that, but a higher gain antenna would be nice. And that made me wonder too, when I was looking, when I got these radios, I pulled them out and I pulled the antennas out, and I was looking, I was thinking, are these things tuned, you know, for GMRS, or are they tuned up for 2 meter, or what there, roger?
I don't have the exact same radio, but if I remember mine, it was tuned for ham all the way through GMRS, which is like 420 to 470, which is not that wide of a band, but it's not as tuned as a actual GMRS antenna, which is like a 462 to 467 type antenna. So it's close, you know, and like I said, I can hear you just fine, and there's a little static, but you know, if you really want to dial in your GMRS, then the 771G is like a 462 exactly tuned length antenna. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I'm very interested in getting this thing dialed in well, just for what it is. Anyway, Joe, I gotta go. I'm looking at my battery indicator, and I don't want the same thing to happen to me tonight that happened the other night. The radio dying mid transmit, and I didn't know till after I unkeyed and noticed that everything's dark and nothing's working. So, thanks for letting me know. While I throw this thing on the charger, I'm gonna get on the computer and have a look at this antenna. So, you have yourself a good evening out there. WSFZ 783. Well, I tell you, I have trouble getting my things together. WSFZ 793, and I'll be clear on your final, sir.
Well, 793, it's been good talking to you, sir, and good luck with your radio adventures, and you have yourself a good evening. And I will also sign out here. I'll be monitoring for a little bit. Got some stuff in the garage to do here with the four-wheeler restoration rebuild and some other fun stuff. So if anybody else is on, why don't you chime in now and tell us what you're doing. WSAT 580. Now, as fun activity out there. All right, well, what else?
WSFT 902, is that you?
Yeah, what's happening, Dave? So yeah, I was hearing your conversation on the antenna. That's the one we were looking for. The 177.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting ready to look at them. My battery's going to end up going dead here in a minute. I wanted to let Joe know. Yeah, I used to do that stuff, too, restore four-wheelers and do all kinds of stuff. But anyway, Joe, feel free to holler at me anytime you hear me out there or anything. And forgot I wanted to tell him that. Where you at, Frank?
Yeah, I forgot I had my radio off, and I just turned it back on. And then, sorry if I cut into you guys. I didn't hear nobody talking there for a second, so I jumped in.
That's all right, because I got on. I was going to try to see if WRUG would tell me the name of that antenna again, because I got my pen and paper out, but Joe helped me out on that. So I'm going to have me a look-see. I'm about a quarter of battery. I don't know how fast it's going to go down. I didn't want it to die in mid-transmit like the other night there. Go ahead.
I cut you out of your conversation, did I?
No, I signed off with Joe, and then I was going to key up one more time, let him know, you know, if he hears me out here or anything, talk to me anytime. Pretty cool. And then I heard you key up, and, well, I'm just keeping an eye on my battery indicator while I talk to you. I still got a little bit in it.
Roger
that. Yeah, what's the same Fox on that, too? Yeah, I don't think it'll die that quick on you there, Dave, so. Yeah, it seems to hold pretty good. WSFC 793 for identification purposes. Yeah, it's still sitting at a quarter, but I didn't know how long, you know, I just live here.
Yeah, 793, I'm still here. I'm working on a 2002 Yamaha Blaster. Full restoration, down to the frame, powder-coated. And, yeah, if you have any other radio questions, you know, quarter battery, just keep running it. If you're concerned, just plug it in, and you can keep talking while it's plugged in. It'll charge, and not sure if you're at low power, medium power, or high power on your 5RM there, but the higher the power that you're on, the more battery you will consume. Being a Warren with the untuned antenna, I'm assuming you're on like medium or high, over.
Yeah, I'm running it on high. I hit the repeater on medium, too, but nobody's never told me how I sounded or anything, so I just went back to high there, right?
Well, if you want, switch it over to medium and do transmit a short message, and I'll tell you how you sound on medium power, because it'll extend your battery life a little bit. Because the battery lasts a long time, but transmitting is what kills your battery.
Yeah, Roger that. Okay, I sent her to medium. She's sitting on medium there. You still hear me, Olus?
Yes, sir, you sound the same on medium, so I have a feeling it has less to do with power level and more to do with antenna. So medium will definitely drain your battery less or slower than high power. Over.
Yeah, I realize that. I used to be electronics tech and everything, especially with radios and stuff. I know a lot about the radios and stuff. Stuff down below here, though, like I said, in the HF, shortwave area up here. I'm not very smart, but yeah, I know, I understand that. And another thing too is I want to try to run the, I don't use it and then throw it on the charger, because I don't want to jack the battery up. I try to run it as dead as I can before I throw it in the charger there, Roger.
Well, you are correct on the battery, you know, run it all the way down and charge it all the way up. That's what I've always done too, and it seems to be the best for battery life and health. So you're not wrong there.
Blaster. Is that a two-stroke?
Yes, sir. 200 cc's of two-stroke air-cooled power.
Yeah, that's nasty. There's some Yamaha two-strokes. There's a mean unit. What is the one with the 350? I'm trying to think of the one 350 twin. Same engine they use on the RD350 road bike there.
Yes, sir. You are thinking of the Yamaha Banshee, which is a whole other animal. I mean, the Banshee is definitely a an amazing quad. The Blaster 252 stroke single cylinder air cooled, much simpler machine. Still very fast. Still Yamaha. Little bit smaller. Although I've done some suspension modifications and swing arm modifications to make it wider and longer, more for an adult type quad, but I don't know, any two-stroke Yamaha is good with me. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I've owned a lot of motorcycles back in my day. I worked on a lot of engines and stuff, and I'm a two-stroke junkie. I love two-strokes over four-strokes any day, but yeah, the Yamaha two-strokes, man, those are some, you know, some, I'm talking about for the quads and stuff. Them two-strokes are some pretty powerful motors. Is that Banshee motor, is that stock or is it ported, or is it just, you know, has it had any work done to it?
Well, I'm just doing a Blaster here, which is a much simpler engine than the Banshee. The Banshee is the twin-cylinder water-cooled motor. The Blaster is the single-cylinder air-cooled motor, so it's a way simpler motor. However, it's stock, about 18 horsepower, and it's pretty easy to get to about 30 horsepower if you do some porting and a little bit different head and, you know, a couple of the little small things. Right now, I'm just running a pretty stock setup because I just restored the chassis, bearings, shocks. I did the whole actual chassis restoration because I bought a high compression stock Yamaha engine that I didn't want to really mess with because it ran so good. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. Did I say Banshee? I didn't mean to. I'm sorry about that. Because now I got the Banshee on my mind. I know that, with the exception of, well, the Banshee, with the exception of being water cool, that's the same motor they ran on the RD350 motorcycles, and I rode them RD350s, man. And you get in the power band on them, they can, if they're tuned right, I'm not talking about modified, even stock, if they're tuned right and running good, get in the power band on them, you know, you got to be all you can be a little bit there. But if I said Banshee, I'm sorry about that. I had the Banshee on my mind, but yeah, it sounds pretty good, man, what you got going there, Rocky.
Yeah, doing a full Banshee restoration would be definitely up my alley. That's in the works at some point. This blaster came along, though. Like I said, had a perfect engine, like a stock, high compression, completely stock carburetor, exhaust, everything, engine, ran perfect. And it just needed, like, a lot of chassis stuff, so I pulled the engine out, pulled all the plastics, did a full powder coat of the frame, and just went through all the bearings and seals and all that kind of stuff, redid the brakes, kept the engine stock, and I'd like to do a little engine performance upgrades in the future here, but like I said, OEM stock engine that was... I don't think this thing was used much. It just it runs so good that I can't justify turning into it yet. Over.
That'd be me too. If I had that, and if that engine runs, if the engine runs great, you know, does everything it should, and it runs perfect. You know, I myself too, I wouldn't see no reason, if everything's doing right, I don't see no reason to go tearing into it, modifying it, stuff if it, you know, if it carries its load. How's the plastics on that bike there? Go ahead.
Well, the plastics aren't too bad. This is a 2002. So it had a, all the front plastics are black, and the rear plastics are white, and it had a seat cover to kind of match that scheme, but right now I'm sanding down the rear plastics, and I'm going to paint them with SEM paint, or SEM paint, black, because I reupholstered the seat also, and I just want all the plastics to match, just because the frame looks perfect with the powder coat. I did a extended 2-inch swing arm. I did all their bearings. I did a Banshee axle in it on the rear. I did a plus 2 suspension in the front. And like the frame's good to go. The plastic though, the only thing I really need to do is sand the rears down. And I'm going to hit them with a little bit of flat black paint. And I would like to do the fronts, too. I'm going to sand them all down. Eventually, I'm going to do everything in flat black. You know, like I said, this thing is sitting until springtime, until it gets warm again. So I have time to get her where she needs to be. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Sounds pretty choice. But I bet you that thing, if you got that thing together and run, I bet you that thing would be some fun in the snow, too.
Oh, yeah, I do have a set of studded tires and factory gearing, and, like, factory is 55 miles per hour top end on this thing. And I upgraded the front gear from a 13 to a 14, and it's definitely fast. I mean, it's very quick for what it is. It's very light. It's a very fast quad, isn't it? And you know, that I changed the gear ratio a little bit, so I feel like this thing will do about 60 topped out right now.
Yeah, well, forgive me if I sound different a little bit, because I ain't seen Banshee in years and stuff. Is that, so this stuff I can't remember, is that shaft drive or chain drive?
Yep, eventually I want to complete restore Banshee. But this one, I got a good price on it. It was, like I said, the engine ran absolutely perfect, very high compression. I think it was actually a completely virgin motor. Like, I don't think anyone had ever been into it. And I had the engine out when I powder coated it. The only thing I really did do is put a new clutch pack in it, just because it was all apart and it was easy to do. And I mean, everything is, you know, it's 20, it's a 2002, so it's 22 years old. But man, this thing is like, I feel like most of the engine is how it came from the factory. I don't think it got ran very much.
Yeah, that sounds excellent, huh? I tell you what, I miss some days. I used to live up north in the Thumb, along the shore of Lake Huron there, up, just up, 30 miles north of Port Huron, but, and I was doing that stuff all the time, man. I miss some days, but, like I said, if you're hearing me, I may sound a little ignorant, but is that Banshee a chain drive or shaft drive there? Go ahead.
It's a chain drive. I think all Banshees and all Blasters are chain drive. I don't think any year of any Blaster or Banshee is a shaft drive, which definitely has some benefits for you know, certain type of off-roading. I've also got a Honda TRX 250 shaft drive, much preferred for you know, going through the thick. Like this Blaster is sweet for just like ripping down the trail, but you know, you get into some thick weeds or you know, some thick stuff, and it's just not as good. It's really fast on the trail, but it's not good for mud bogging. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I used to have a TRX 300, all four-wheel drive. And, I mean, you know, the TRX, you know, it ain't made for ripping through fields and all that other stuff, more like a workhorse. At least that's the way I seen it. I never took it and tried to do stupid things with it, you know, especially being shaft drive and all. Yeah, but that sounds like fun. I don't see why that Banshee can't do mud and everything. Those things are, that's what they build them for. Some machines are built for going nuts. They're not built for hauling around carts and plowing your garden and everything. Those things were built to go like the Banshee. I'm sorry, I keep saying Banshee. But yeah, they're built for you know, for tearing it up, if you know what I mean there, Roger?
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong, this thing will tear it up, and I have taken this thing pretty deep into the woods, pretty deep into some thick stuff, but the chain drive is just not as well suited for off-road adventure stuff as the shaft drive. You know what, on a, you know, mud bogging or getting into the really, really thick, if you're trying to, like, you know, create a new trail, then the shaft drive is much better. The chain drive has some limitations. It's extremely well versed on the trail. Like I said, if you have a wide open trail and miles long, you know, you can full throttle this thing in fifth and sixth gear. You know, 40 to 60 miles an hour, no problem the whole way. But you try to slow crawl through, you know, a bunch of ferns, it's struggling.
Yeah, Roger that. That's a manual clutch on that, isn't it there?
Yes, sir. It's a manual clutch, six-speed, six-four gears, no reverse. So that's another reason that it's good for the trail if you're gonna just race it, or like if you're on a race circuit, or like an open, you know, like a road or whatever that's open. But no reverse. So if you're on a
spot where you're really thick and you need reverse, you do not have it with this machine.
I've said it a couple times and I'll say it again. One of these days, I'm going to find the woman behind that voice and I'm going to marry her.
That's an AI robot, sir.
See, look at that, man. That's my luck. That's the way it always been. I don't need... Here I'm thinking about marrying her and stuff, and already I got duped.
Well, the good thing about Adele is it will never talk back to you.
If it gets that bad, when the time comes and it gets that bad, man, it's time for me to cash it in there, if you know what I mean. Hey, do you know Gino by any chance?
I'm not aware of any Gino. I'm not sure if he is active on this frequency or not, but hey, if you're out there, Gino, chime in here.
Hi, out too.
I was just about to key up to see if you were still in here, Frank.
I'm here just listening to you guys. Yeah, let that guy know I had a 250 YZ liquid cooled. That was a beast with a Wesley piston. That thing was just nuts. And then I had a Honda 4-track with a clutch, 250, and I never got stuck anywhere. So.
Yeah, I remember them, Frank. You remember when you lived in Hazel Park and I drove that Honda.
Yeah, it was good when I lived up north, too, was riding the power lines, going, you know, 45 degrees up hills. I never got stuck anywhere with that clutch.
Frank, Joe, Frank.
Hey, good evening, Frank. Joe here.
Well, howdy, Joe. Whiskey Santa 5-Trot 902. Yeah, sounds like you got a beast over there. Like I was telling Dave, I had a Honda 4-Track 250 with a clutch, and I never got stuck anywhere.
Yeah, those Hondas, I'm a Honda guy by nature. This is my first Yamaha. It's a little bit different type of engineering, taking both very completely apart. But man, I am a Honda guy at heart because those Hondas, they don't die. You can do whatever you want to them. And you just give them a little maintenance and they just run forever and they never let you down.
For sure. Like I said, I had that for, I don't know, 15 years and beat on it every day. You come home upset and I'd jump on it and take it through the trails and beat it to death and never really had a problem with it. Did just basic upkeep on it, plugs and wires and tire pressure and stuff like that. And I tell you what, it was a beast.
Yes, sir. I have a Honda TRX 250, 1986, two-wheel drive, like the, it's not the Go Fast Quad, it's the utility quad, the TRX 250, 1986. So it's, you know, obviously pretty old now. I've changed the oil once a year, every year since it was born, and the thing has been literally redlined to the brim every year, and it's never ever broke, and it's still going to this day. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Like I said, I change the oil and spark plugs every once in a while, and you know, like I said, I beat on it every day, and I think I bought it for a penny and had it for 15 years, and when I sold it, I got my penny back, and then I had that Yamaha YZ 250 liquid cooled. I had that one, the jug done, punched out, and put a Wesley piston in it, and I sold it to this kid. He's been riding bikes my whole life. First time he took it out, him and his buddy took it out of the trails, and he hit a tree and broke his neck.
Hey, Joe.
Yep, yes, sir. That's a good lesson, and don't ride what you're not capable of. I had a client that just bought a brand new, like, $20,000 sled, and you know, took it out, thought it was great, and he broke his back, paraplegic, on his first winter out. More money than brains, kind of situation. You know, could afford more than he could handle. So you know, you just gotta ride what you can handle, and you know, stay within your means, kind of deal.
WSLZ 793. I gotta go, guys. This thing's gonna die. So, go take care. I'll talk to you later, man. Appreciate everything. I'm looking at the 771 cheese right now. CMRS antenna. So, have a good night, fellas. I'm out of here.
All right. Nice talking to you. Have a fantastic evening, and yeah, those antenna upgrades will not do you wrong. I can tell you that. Over and out.
All righty there, Dave. Whiskey CF Foxtrot now. Yeah, I'm just getting ready to roll up to the house. The stop got me a pizza. I'm going to stop and get inside, give you something to eat, and call it a night myself. So, again, Whiskey CF Foxtrot 902. Signing off myself. Joe, it's a pleasure talking with you, buddy. And I'm sure we'll get together again on another day.
All right. Fantastic talking to you guys on this quad stuff and just general ATV machines. We'll see you guys later. WSAT 580. Over.
WSAT 580. Would anybody like to discuss 3D printing at this juncture? Over.
Well, I wish I knew something about it, but alas, I do not. But this is a good place to put out the question. Hopefully somebody will answer you in the affirmative. WRBJ 258.
Well, 258, as a person who knows nothing about it, would you like to ask a question about it?
Well, okay. I guess I'll get it rolling here because, I know nothing about it other than it exists. I do know some people that are doing it and having a lot of success and making nice bits and pieces of things that they need bits and pieces made for. But give me an idea, just as an entry level, this is the question that most people would want to know. How much do I need to invest dollar-wise to get started to do a modest, small project in 3D printing? What do I gotta spend? What kind of hardware do I need? And what's the minimum computer requirement? What sort of software do you recommend? How's that for a question?
That is a perfect question. Well, I'd say $200 at the absolute bare minimum. If you can find a Creality Ender 3 Pro for $99 at Micro Center like I did, which is a printer which takes a lot of tinkering, it's not a printer that you can just, you know, it's not something you buy and just hit print. You have to build it, you have to assemble it, you have to calibrate it, and you have to dial it in. But for a very minimal investment, it can produce very dimensionally accurate prints, which the software side would be AutoCAD or Autodesk Fusion, Tinkercad, or to splice it, you would use the Creality program, which I'll think of here in a minute. But I would say for $200, you could get into the printing. And we're talking like antenna mounts. Like if you need an antenna mount, you know, like one pole to an antenna, it's pretty easy to design a part for that. Over.
Super good. Well, by the way, I should get this out of the way. My name is Jim, and I'm in East Point. So, just so we know who and what we're talking about, that's great. As I said, I know a lot of folks that do this sort of thing and have made one-off pieces that they needed for a particular project, but have also said, well, look, you know, there's a project that could be replicated, and they've made it available to other people that do that sort of thing. And so it's kind of a community of folks that they develop a blueprint, for lack of a better term, a file that is a good starting point for other people to modify or to just use outright, and they share that in sort of a community way. Not that that's the only way to do things, but that it's kind of the radio way of doing stuff. A lot of people like to just share stuff and present things as, hey, here's a starting point. Here's something I came up with. So, anyway, in that spirit of entrepreneurship, if you will, sounds like a good thing. $200 sounds like a pretty low ball. I know some guys that have done this that have a lot more invested than that, but of course, I know how it goes. You get your toe in the water, and then all of a sudden the dam breaks loose.
Yes, sir, you can buy a $1,200 bamboo printer today and, put it on your desktop, and it's all ready to go, and you hit print pretty much. If you want the $200 option, what I'm talking about will take a lot of tinkering and a lot of setup. You have to build it yourself, and, it works great, but again, you have to calibrate it yourself. So, there's that, and a lot of people are not capable of doing that, but if you are, it's a very, very low barrier of entry. If not, if you got to go with the high-end stuff, you're going to pay $1,000 more, but you are going to get something you didn't probably hit just print, and it'll work. The low-cost stuff, you're going to have a lot more calibration, and if there's any questions about that, I'd love to hear them.
Okay, I was leaving plenty of space for anybody else to ask questions or join the conversation. Once again, my call sign is WRBJ258. My name is Jim, and I'm in East Point, Michigan. I don't believe I ever got your name. If you gave it, I missed it. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir, Jim. My name is Joe, and I am in Harrison Township, and my call sign is WSAT 580. If you need to call me, I'm usually around, and I'll hear you on my mobile or whatnot. But I am a big fanatic of 3D printing, and I'm currently printing a Flexi Rex with a Santa hat and a Christmas tree for my wife and my two 3D printers right now, just as little trinkets for Christmas for the missus. And I know this is like a weird topic to talk about right now, and oh my gosh, 3D printing, I don't think it's as weird as, our legislators think it is, but, whatever, I'll talk about it. If you got a question about it, then give me a ring.
Well, Joe, especially at this time of night when the system is not real busy, people are kind of looking for topics to talk about, I welcome this. I don't know hardly anything about it. I've seen the products that some friends of mine have made. They've even given me a few things that they've 3D printed and said, here you go. And I'm like, oh, okay. that's good. You know, and I'm using them. So it strikes me now, back when I was in junior high school and high school shop classes, we had metal shop and wood shop, and basically what you had when it came to machining and tooling things, milling things, was always a subtractive process. You were cutting away material from a larger piece of stock. And 3D printing is kind of the inverse of that process. As far as I'm aware, it's a matter of building up with essentially it's almost like hot melt glue or solder, where you have a hot medium that solidifies as it is deposited. Is that essentially how the process works? Over.
Yes, you have that exactly correct. I also was trained or college schooled on subtractive manufacturing, which is starting with a block of aluminum or steel or whatever, and then routering or milling away a section to make what you want. But the 3D printing is the exact opposite, where you are additive manufacturing. You start with nothing, and you are adding material to build a final product.
Yeah, it's very interesting, the fact that you have essentially no waste material at the end of the process, at the completion of the unit. If there's anything to be milled away, it's very minimal. But mostly you put down what you want. And you don't put down what you don't want. So it's the inverse of milling a piece of stock into what you need. So there's no waste to be dealt with in the traditional sense. So that's an interesting concept. Now, as it stands right now, the material that you use is plastic of one form or another. Plastic, of course, is a very broad term. We're talking about non-metallic materials generally. I'm unaware if it exists of anything that can produce a metallic product using 3D printing. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is WRBJ 258.
Yes, sir, 258. This is 580, and you are correct in that. And the additive manufacturing process is very minimal waste, if any, and you produce something from nothing, and it can be produced in plastic or aluminum or steel or stainless steel if you have the right equipment. Hobbyist grade would be plastic. However, industrial grade would be steel, mild steel, or stainless steel, capable. Very high temperature, print head temperature is very high, and definitely a more difficult process than the subtractive method of starting with a block and removing all material to get the final shape that you want. WSAT 580.
Okay, very interesting, Joe. Well, I was not aware that it was even possible to do it with metal. And, of course, softer metal, such as aluminum, copper, mild steel, I could see, well, it could be possible. Stainless is a pretty high temp material, so the fact that it can be done there, boy, yeah, I would imagine not for the hobbyist, not for the casual user, but also seems to be probably less cost effective than the subtractive method for a lot of the metallic things, at least at this point. Especially considering that laser and water jet milling exists for real high accuracy and stuff. It's still a subtractive process, but I can't see how a 3D printing process would be better cost effective for at least for the foreseeable future. I imagine folks are working on it, but anyway, like I said, I don't know much about it, so I should shut up. Back to you.
Well, you are very correct on a three-axis type manufacturing process where you have X, Y, and Z, but when you get into a five-axis where you're manufacturing on more than three axis, you know, if you're have complex parts that require more than three axis, if you require a five axis to get more complex shapes, then you're getting into higher cost CNC machining, subtractive, or you know, modern 3D printed additive style manufacturing with the parts, just due to the nature of how they, you know, the shapes and the angles that you're trying to create.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for the clarification and explanation. Well, it's all wonderful stuff, but it's a little bit of a reach for me. I would consider, if I was in charge of my own time a little more than I am, I would like to dabble in that that aspect of 3D printing, the entry level, and maybe building a few components or chassis and pieces for my radio projects. That would be something that might be helpful to me. There are a few things that, you know, you come across, you can't find what you need, and you want to say, okay, well, can I build it? Can I make it? And 3D printing certainly answers that for, like I said, a lot of folks I know are doing just that. They're solving their problems that way. But it's plastic medium that they're working with, and working well for what they're doing, mostly. So, but I let them do it. I let them show me what they're working on and stuff. And if I have a thing, rather than to invest myself, probably what I'll do is I'll approach them and say, "Here's my problem. Can you help me?" But it's good to have a community of people that talk about this sort of thing, so that we know who to talk to when we need help or answers, or want to get involved in something.
Yes, sir. If you need a basic antenna mount
to like a pole to an antenna specific sizes and the radius for the pole and the antenna, then it'd be a very easy thing to design and print out. Very cost effective, very cheap, and very reliable, weatherproof. We're talking pennies on the dollar type stuff to produce, to mount a nice GMRS antenna to, you know, a very high up antenna pole.
Oh, very good. Well, most of that stuff actually is pretty easily found in readily available hardware, but if you have a specific issue that somebody can't find something for an odd profile, then I guess the 3D printing would be a consideration. Of course, with plastic, it's always a question of strength. Also always a question of how it will stand up under UV and other environmental forces outdoors. So you tell us, after yours have been up for a year or more, how they're holding up.
Yes, sir. UV is always a concern for plastic printing. By far, no matter how you design it or how strong it is, UV and sunlight exposure and environmental exposure will always wear on an item, but if you design it correctly with the right dimensions and, dimensions to defeat UV, you will get decades in use.
Heat, cold, wind, rain, sun. Let us know how it works.
Out of all the above mentioned, UV or sun, summertime would be, I think, the biggest the biggest what's the word for complete destruction in a season? Over.
Well, Joe, I think you're looking for a point of failure there. But, you know, the point is a lot of these things work together to undermine your best design. Design is one thing. Material is another. The integrity of the material and, of course, the way that it is deposited is another thing, because when you consider what's happening in 3D printing, it's depositing layers, and the adhesion of those layers to each other could be a failure point. It could be a weakness. So it's just something to think about. I don't know, like I said, I don't really know anything about it other than I know kind of how it happens, but I've never done any of it, and I've not done any of this stuff and tested any of it. But I do know that the real test is when you put things out into the field of use and watch them fail. And that's where the real data points start to get collected. You start to say, all right, where did it fail? Why did it fail? When did it fail? How did it fail? These are things that you then say, all right, can we bring it back? And we say, how are we going to keep this from happening again? All right, you might be able to modify the formula of the plastic involved. You might be able to modify the rate at which it's deposited, how many layers, where the, you know, whatever the variables that you have to work with, you have to vary them and say, all right, what can we change? What can we improve? But that is kind of the fun of the experimentation, right?
I really want to see this. He is exactly correct in the layers and how many walls and the thickness, and he is exactly spot on how to design a file here.
Well, Joe, this sounds like a passion for you, and it's good that we know somebody that does this, because I'll bet you that if you hang around here, which I expect you will, there's going to be some folks that are going to want to talk to you and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, or hey, can you make this for me? And you'll say, well, maybe, and that whole discussion will happen, and people will start talking about this a little more here, because you know, this is a forum just like anything else. Earlier in the day, when people are, you know, they're driving around and they're using the system for other reasons, that's one thing. But here late at night, I think we get to be able to use this system here for talking about other stuff and a little bit deeper topics and so forth. But I got to tell you, hey, Joe, it's been great talking to you, but I got to go. I got to get out of here. But this whole 3D printing thing, you've answered some questions for me, and I got a whole lot more, but I don't want to get into them yet. But you sound like this is a passion of yours, and I think you're going to find some folks that are going to want to talk to you about this and interact with you about this here. You threw it out. You said, hey, anybody want to talk about it? And I didn't really want to talk about it, but I figured I'd answer you anyway, and I learned some stuff. So there you go. Back to you, Joe, and I'm going to say good night. This is WRBJ 258. I'll listen out.
Well, 258, it's been great talking to you, too. Inland Tough PLA, is, if you go to Micro Center on 14 and John R., that's what you want to buy if you want some structural plastic to print out or make your designs with, if you're going to do AutoCAD and actually produce what you make in AutoCAD. It's a good way to do it in a very structural and very sound way. And I'll leave it at that, because that's just what I wanted to get across to the airwaves tonight. Hope everyone has a very fantastic evening. Hope you've enjoyed tuning in. And if you have, you can write me or not write me or whatever. And we'll see you on the flip side. WSAD 580. Have a great night. Goodbye.
Well, Joe, you left one thing out. How do they write you? How do they get a hold of you? I don't think it's against any rules for you to say. If someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, you can always get a hold of me here on the GMRS network, that WSAT 580. Or if you want to send me an email, you could send it to joe@shocknet.us. joe@shocknet.us. Over.
joe@shocknet.us. Very good, Joe. Okay. Well, I'm going to get out of here like I had threatened, but always good to hear you on here, and hopefully we cross paths again soon. WRBJ258 out.
All right, 258. Yeah, send me an email and I will respond. Have a good night, sir. Over and out.
WRYR 503.